Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know if $11 million, if you would have lost it, says you suck.
He might have been choosing words to exaggerate his claims. That happens from time to time with Trevor Bauer. He's done that before.
That's a nice little piece you gave me there. This might be the first earliest whoa we've done in show history.
Well, he's Trevor Bauer. I mean, it's not the first time.
He's embellished.
If you've had to have been hibernating the last 4 years to think that Trevor Bauer wasn't going to use some words to try to drum up, some controversy. He's pretty good at that.
That's weird because obviously we have some deep sleepers around here. Yesterday, this news came out, and Bob Nightingale, who will be on Baskin and Phelps later on today, wrote an article on USA Today. Now, Trevor Bauer did speak yesterday afternoon. We'll play that for you here in a moment. But Bob Nightingale wrote this article, and in it, he says, hey, there's no ill will towards the Indians, but he called it a character assassination in the final 10 minutes of the arbitration hearing. He was pretty upset with it, basically, and if you read the article, he says, quote, basically that I'm a terrible human being, which was interesting in their part. I thought that giving to charity, especially because they didn't mention it was a charitable campaign, just mentioned the name. They didn't mention that I gave to 68 charities or I donated to 100 or I've donated over $100,000 or that the whole point of the campaign was to bring awareness to all those charities. Nothing about that. They tried to tell me I was running my campaign because of those numbers. Apparently the arbitrator didn't see it as a negative. That's the end quote. Well, you get what they were doing there. There's a number in there, a couple of numbers that Trevor Bauer likes to use that are synonymous with pot and sex and things like that. Mm. So they were using it against him in the arbitration hearing. And he wasn't very happy about that, obviously. I'm sorry. Just to have that come out of my mouth and talk about that is incredible. He wasn't very happy about that. What I was getting, and I'm not going to name names, Baskin. I'm not going to name names. But he mentioned how it's a one-year deal. He's only going to sign one-year deals. And he talked about trading. And I heard him yesterday, and I'm going, sorry. Hey, I like Andy, but like, where you been? Where you been the last year? Where you guys been? He's been talking about one-year deals and has said himself.
Well, what did Andy say?
He said, I've stood by Trevor Bauer. I can't stand by him here. This is a distraction. It's not good for the clubhouse. It's not good for the organization. And I'm thinking, sorry, guys. And there was a whole lot of people going, I can't believe Trevor Bauer said any of this stuff. And I'm thinking, where were you the last year, the last 2 years? Honestly. Hey, I know that we and rightfully so sometimes, we get hell for not talking enough Indians. But when we talk about Trevor Bauer, you interviewed the guy. You talked to him personally about these matters. Anthony, you did. We played those comments on this station. We talked about him saying these things on this station. We played that clip from the podcast that he did right here on this show. He has said it before that he is only going to sign short-term or one-year deals for a large amount of money because he always wants to be on a contending baseball team and make money. That's his type of personality. That's what he wants to do. That was Jeff Passan's podcast back on July 6th this last year. So we talked about that back in July. I don't understand where people are surprised. I'm going, what, I'm supposed to be mad at Trevor Bauer? He said this for the last 2 years.
Yeah, now I know he clarified what he was talking about. And by the way, I mean, the comments I originally saw was he never said the Indians. He said the representatives in the arbitration hearing. And you know how that works. Those are not employees of the Indians, I do not believe. However, listen, this is what happens when, you are steadfast in trying to win arbitration cases. And obviously every team that goes to arbitration wants to kind of lowball their players. It's not unique to the Indians.
Yeah.
But the Indians had to know that Trevor at all times is a ticking time bomb. And if you had lost an arbitration case a year ago with him, you probably knew you were going to lose again this year. Would it behoove the Indians if Baskin's calling this a distraction on Trevor Bauer's part?
Well, it wasn't even just him. There was another Andy. Our own boss was like, Ken, this can't be good. Like, talking sports wasn't any one of the other things. This can't be good for the clubhouse. I go, he's talked about all this before.
Okay, but
if it was fine with the clubhouse before, I can't imagine it being any worse now.
Well, wouldn't it behoove the Indians if they thought there might be a chance of something like this? And also considering what a great year Trevor had, if he would have stayed healthy at the end of the year, that's the only...
He could have been a Cy Young
winner. Well, he finished 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He finished 6. Had he have pitched the last, you know, pitched to completion, you know, his season, he probably would have been top 4, maybe even top 3. And if he would have, you know, pitched outstanding and continued on his trajectory, he would have been in great shape, and then it would have even been more money. So I would say I think the Indians do bear some responsibility here, and I also think we can't just act like these representatives act independently of the teams. I'm sure if the Indians would have talked to their representatives in this case, because they're on retainer or however that works, and said, hey, here's what we'd like you to attack, or not attack, critique his season. Here's where we wouldn't like you to go after. I probably think the Indians could have had that discussion with those reps. So I put some blame on the Indians here, absolutely.
Well, we'll hear Chris Antonetti's thoughts on that here in a moment, because he spoke yesterday. Trevor Bauer spoke yesterday as well, because they believe the way it was written, it makes it sound like the Indians were assassinating his character, not the lawyers, the labor relations people that were assassinating his characters. Trevor Bauer wanted to clarify that yesterday. You said some goes towards the Indians. Here's Chris Antonetti's thoughts on those matters. So there you go.
I hope there were some follow-ups there with Antonetti.
You put something
there. I hope that wasn't the end of it.
You put something there. Well, there's other ones too.
Yeah,
yes,
I mean,
but there you go.
Look, you have to ask yourself as a franchise, is it worth the, what, $2 million that they ended up? Where did they square up? I mean,
well,
he was awarded 13.
He wanted 13. He was awarded the 13. They wanted to give him the 11.
Okay.
There was no meeting in the middle there. They gave him the 13.
All right, so I guess the question is, if you think this was a distraction, if that's what Andy Baskin said, and forgive me if it needs clarity, is it worth $2 million to have these kind of potentially down the road strained relationships? I get what Trevor came back and said.
What Baskin was saying, from what I was picking up yesterday, was the whole the one-year deal stuff, the talk of trades and stuff, that's a distraction. And again, I want to say myself, where have we been the last 2 years? We've talked about this and how he mentioned it himself. We wondered about his future before. And then he mentioned it himself last year. And then he said again back in July, at some point they're going to have to trade me because they're not going to be able to afford it.
Well,
they're
not going to turn around and give him a huge contract extension either. The Indians aren't going to do that.
There you go.
So obviously, you know, it's easy for Trevor to say, yeah, I'm only going to take one-year deals. But if the Indians were to turn around and make him one of the highest paid pitchers in baseball tomorrow for the next 6 years, I'm sure Trevor would take that deal.
I don't know.
But that's not – yeah, he would, for sure.
Anthony –
he probably knows.
That guy's
a different guy. But he also knows.
He's a wild card, buddy. But I don't know if you could say for sure.
But he also knows the Indians would never do that.
Common sense. I mean that. But common sense would tell us that.
I mean, the Indians are probably $100 million off in dealing with Francisco Lindor.
Anthony, I think you and I and 90% of the people listening would definitely take a six-year monstrous deal for hundreds of millions of dollars or whatever a top-end pitcher gets paid. I think any one of us would do that. But I think we also understand that he's a different guy, man. He is a different guy. Again, we're talking about the number 69 and 420 this morning and having that in the arbitration. He's a different type of personality.
It's just everything that happens between these two sides seems like it's on a collision course for a very nasty ending.
Oh, it will be.
And then you're going to put fans in the middle of it. Obviously, Trevor's not shying away on social media. So now this just gives more ammo for some fans to try to go after Trevor.
Oh, God,
and also,
yes.
Oh, by the way, go after the Indians. Because it looks like, I mean, we're talking $2 million here. Ask
Does it look cheap to you?
It's $2 million for a pitcher that would have finished in the top three or four in
for
Cy Young.
For them, they'll say $2 million, they have shallow pockets. $2 million bucks.
Well, then I've got even worse news, because if $2 million is going to make or break your
there
season
you
or the Indians, then fans are really going to start deciding not to go through the turnstiles.
Oh, yeah.
So I think this could have been avoided. I think the Indians, instead of – because you can't convince me that the Indians – did not have some guidelines that they could have laid out to these labor guys that are probably on retainer, you know, Major League Baseball. If you're telling me that the Indians would say, hey, whatever you do, don't use his Twitter feed against him. Don't use, you know, the 69 campaign for charity. I'm sure if they would have said that, those people would not have gone that route.
Maybe I'm being soft here, and you can go ahead and tell me I am. I thought that the only thing that I was surprised of was that he was miffed about that ending, that part of the arbitration. You've sat in a negotiation. I've sat in one. They'll tell you things about yourself that you don't want to hear. And they'll tell you stuff about personal stuff and things like that. Well, this is why, because it's a public thing that we do. And we're talking about a lot less than what he gets. So obviously it's a lot less of an investment. And if we're going to hear things that we don't like, I can't imagine if he's going to hear things that he don't like, and he did, when he was sitting in on the arbitration hearing.
Sure.
Well, you're just going to hear things you don't want to hear.
It's the inherent risk of going to arbitration.
Yes.
The Indians had won every arbitration case for like 30 years up until last year, you know, in that situation with Trevor Bauer. They lost it last year. Bauer even had a better year, and essentially the Indians kind of lowballed him again for another year consecutively. And it's all setting up for Trevor Bauer to not be a Cleveland Indian. It's why he countless times has basically said, look, I mean, it would make sense for them to trade me because, I mean, they're never going to be able to re-sign me under their quote-unquote limitations. Trevor's not stupid. And so I think this could have been avoided had the Indians not have I don't know, been so obsessed with saving $1 million or $1.2 million, you know.
But that's,
at that point, you know, was it really worth it? And so you have to ask yourself, because it's going to end up being more bad pub for either Trevor or the team, or maybe in this case both.
But what do I do? Because I had people getting in on my Twitter yesterday about it. Well, trade him now. You can't trade him now. Isn't he your number one pitcher? Can you make an argument he's over Corey Kluber as your number one?
He's right there.
Yeah. I think you can make a legitimate argument that he's your number one pitcher right now. Corey Kluber will start on opening day, but he's your number one guy. So what am I supposed to say here? Trade him? You don't trade him now. If you trade Trevor Bauer, what are you going to do? Your starting pitching is the only reason that people are giving you any sort of a real chance. Correct? Correct. So if you trade him, fine. I guess you got a perfect way to punt on the entire season.
Well, and he's an interesting guy to trade for because, you know, the Indians have found out. By the way, in trading for Trevor, a lot of good things have come out of trading for Trevor Bauer like the Indians did. At the same time, there have been some bad things. And so other teams, much like an arbitration individual, you know, trying to delineate what his worth is. You have to decide, is it worth bringing this into your locker room? Is he a good team guy? How's that going to spread? You know, he's very vocal on social media about everything that matters to him. And he's not someone who's going to shy away from the media for good and for bad. So I don't know what his value is. I don't know how great his value is. He is 28, and it seems like his arm is never going to fall off. It seems like, knock on wood,
his arm is just getting into a good rhythm.
Oh, yeah, he seems like a pitcher because of the way he breaks down everything scientifically. Like, he has staying power.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this is a guy who could go 140 pitches in a game if you need him to.
Yeah,
How many guys in baseball would you trust to do something like that?
I think he seems to just be getting into his prime right now. And so he can command a lot of money, but there is also a backlash to that. And I know that one of our other co-hosts here or one of our other hosts here has gotten into it with him online and things like that. I think that Trevor Bauer has gone the low road on that. And a couple times I was really disappointed by what he had to say about him, because I thought that was a really nasty comment, really childish of what he said about one of our coworkers. And I know I like to make jokes to him, but I'm more than willing to do it to his face. But about that particular thing, I'm not going to joke about with Adam, obviously, or make jokes about with Adam on it. But when I look at this, you know, so many people have rushed to his side because that's what they do. The athlete always wins in these type of things. But you and I have said it many, many times, and it will be true. And you're starting to see the warm term now after what happened yesterday, that someday he will not be here, and he will say something out the door, and you will not like him.
Well, I think there are fans that don't like him.
So we understand this, but there are people, we're on your side, buddy, this whole thing. When he goes, and he will, there will be some things said that you are not going to enjoy. So if you can live with that, then fine. Everybody has their fans. That's fine. But I look at him and I go, I understand that sometimes he can be a pain. I know that he's a different guy. Some of it's interesting. It's something to talk about. It certainly is. So I thank him for that. But on the other tune of it, I just know it's going to end poorly. And it's going to go the other direction. And eventually people aren't going to like him here because he'll certainly say something that is not going to sit well with folks.
Now, I'll say the good news is here with Trevor, maybe he is the guy that doesn't allow this stuff to ever really bother him. He seemed to have kept his emotions in check during the season a lot better over the last few years. And so maybe he can put all this aside, and then once the season gets underway, man, he's a $13 million pitcher. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good for a guy who's ruffled as many feathers as he's ruffled along the way.
I was surprised, though. You think he'd take a six-year deal or something if they were to offer him
a
mega deal?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but it's a moot point because it would never happen, and no teams are lining up to give long-term contracts a year ahead of arbitration.
To him, he was telling the truth. We used to have the Trevor Bauer excuse montage.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And that was the truth to him. So he's a different guy, man. 216-578-0092. We'll get back to this coming up at 7 o'clock because there were so many people who were upset, and I'm going, he's told you exactly what he's been for his entire career. Coming up next, though, it's about last night, live on The Fan. Trevor Bauer spoke yesterday, and this is some good stuff here because there's a difference in what Trevor Bauer said to the media yesterday and then what was brought up in the article from Bob Nightingale from USA Today. He was upset because he thought he liked his arbitration process. He just didn't like the end of it because he says, quote, they spent the last 10 minutes of the case trying a character assassination. When asked about the character assassination, he says, basically, in their spin, this is a quote now, basically that I'm a terrible human being, which was interesting on their part. I thought that giving to charity, especially because they didn't mention it was a charitable campaign, just mentioned the name. They didn't mention that I gave to 68 charities or that I donated $100,000 or that the whole point of the campaign was to bring awareness to all those charities. Nothing about that. They tried to tell me that I was running my campaign because of those numbers, end quote. Now, immediately, I can't help but laugh because you know that those lawyers are going in there going, he used the number 69. He used the number 420, which in some cases, young people smoke marijuana cigarettes, and 420 is a euphemism for that.
Yes, the prosecution rests, Your Honor.
To me, if you're Trevor Bauer, how are you not roaring in the final 10 minutes?
Oh, now, this is hilarious.
I want to know what they actually said, because it could have been some nasty stuff about it, and obviously he didn't take it very well. But how do you not start laughing at that? Because they're using your 69 days of giving and your 420, whatever it was, about all of it, to go after you. So it is a little bit, you got to admit, it is kind of funny. But he spoke about it yesterday in his own words, and he wanted to clarify. It wasn't a character assassination by the Indians. It was a character assassination by the representatives in the arbitration case.
I thought the decision to end the rebuttal period with what I would characterize, the intent behind it that I would characterize was to demean my character and present things that I've said in a way that is disingenuous was a bad play, bad decision. And to be clear, that was not the Indians or their representatives that presented that information. It was presented by the Labor Relations Department. I have no ill will towards anyone, not towards the organization, anyone in the organization, anyone who argued on behalf of the organization, not towards the labor arbitrators, not towards the LRD or anything like that. I thought the case that my side put on was very compelling, and I thought that the case that the team side put on was very compelling. And that's, you know, those are my feelings about it.
That was nice of Trevor to try to clarify those comments. Look, he knows, and everybody knows, the Indians signed off on those arguments that were made against him. The Indians did, or else they wouldn't have made those arguments. The Indians very easily could have told the representatives, hey, we want the best case we possibly can. We do not want to pay him $13 million. We want to pay him $11 million. And how do we do that? Well, we have to go after some of his behavior, some of his emotional responses on social media. We don't like the way that he conducted business, even when it came to a charity. We thought he was mocking, and he went after the fans. So we need to do whatever we can to win this case. We're signing off on it. There's no way those representatives would have done that had the Indians not signed off on it. if the Indians were to say, no, Anthony, actually, we did not sign off on that, they do whatever they want, well, then don't go to arbitration. Don't risk losing an arbitration. So
it's going to make you look bad.
And then it looks bad, you know, a second time when you know somebody who's a
Harper's
powder
Ill
keg.
Will with you and your player.
He's a powder keg. You know he's going to sound off on anything he can because that's Trevor Bauer. It's not like this is new information. You've been dealing with the guy for how many years here within the organization. You know what sets him off. And we went through this arbitration situation last year, and so you knew it would be even more vocal this time around. So as long as the Indians were okay with taking that blowback and losing the arbitration case, then I guess go to arbitration. But I have to question whether it was worth the risk.
Well, let's hear Chris Antonetti in his own words, because he spoke about it too yesterday.
Yeah, so we just wanted to understand just what happened, what was his intentions, what did he intend to communicate, what did he, and he shared his perspective, and he said, well, if that's how it's written, I need to make sure I go clarify it because that's not what I intended. So that's how the conversation went.
So there you go. That's his thoughts. I tend to agree with you from what you
said. I hope
there
were some follow-up questions there because I think there's a lot more going on.
If they're arguing for you in this arbitration and they're independent of you somehow, boy, that would not sit well with me if I were the Cleveland Indians. And it would lead me to go, it would lead me to beg everybody to not do that. Because all of us assumed all this stuff was going to get used against him in arbitration. Didn't we?
Even, man, arbitration, it's supposed to be about your performance on the field.
Yes.
I don't know why, and I don't know. I'm not a veteran of sitting in on these arbitration cases, but do they use your social media against you?
You do things in public, though, Anthony. You do things in public. You're a public person if you're Trevor Bauer. So what you've done in public, some people have not been thrilled by it, so that would be used against you, wouldn't it? In an arbitration case?
I honestly thought it just had to do with stats. Like, these are his stats. This is his wear and tear on his arm. This is how old he is. This is how many innings he's pitched. I honestly thought that was.
I'm serious. If that's an agreed-upon thing between the players' union and the teams here, then we have a serious problem on our hands because obviously they violated the boundaries of that, and that should have been stopped the first minute in, not the final 10 minutes. That should have been stopped because somebody should have known that. If we're talking about just stats, with what Trevor Bauer said, it should be based on just the stats. That's what Trevor Bauer did say. It should be based on just the stats. If that were the case, then somebody needed to step in and stop them right then and there from making that argument.
Well, because that would then be a character assassination. I mean, by definition alone.
216-578-0092. Are you getting tired of Trevor Bauer, or are you going against the Indians on this one? Also, there's some people who are saying to trade the guy. You can't trade the guy, or you're raising the white flag for the season. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
He did say Indians represent the representatives of MLB. I don't think he ever said really the Indians, did he? But they were, obviously, the Indians, I think, sign off on all of that.
Yeah, well, it's an arbitration case, team versus player, so it's going to look like the team was saying these things about Trevor Bauer. So your personal thought is going to be brought into this. This spring training report brought to you by Kubota and Golf Tech. Go ahead.
So I asked the question before the break, and now we have clarification. So we went ahead and did the research. But I asked if it's just statistics. Is it just your stats? And we had some people tweeting, well, what about guys who use steroids and everything? Okay, here is the actual article there in the collective bargaining agreement. It says Article 6, Section E, Part 10, blah, 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 blah. So the information the player and team can use during the hearing to present their case, here's what it is. It includes a player's contribution to the team during the past season. Okay, example, the player's on-field performance and other qualities such as leadership and fan appeal, the length and consistency of the player's career contributions, the player's past compensation. Now here we go. The existence of any physical or mental defects. The team's recent performance, meaning the team's record, improvement, and attendance, and comparative baseball salaries. That's all that can be talked about. That one part where it says the existence of any physical or mental defects, is that what they would try to argue, that there's a mental defect there?
You're trying to argue a mental defect.
That's the only part where I think that would.
Well, that would be
govern what was said during the case.
Okay, if you were let me be careful here.
Like, obviously,
that would
physical,
be a character assassination, would it not?
Well, hold on. Think about it.
Lord almighty.
A physical defect, that's obvious. Okay, a player had Tommy John surgery. A player has had impingements. All those things. Okay, I understand that. But when it comes to a mental defect.
Being a jerk is not a mental defect.
I mean, it didn't affect. There literally could be no effect because the team did not suffer because of Trevor Bauer. And Trevor Bauer did not suffer because of Trevor Bauer. So that, by definition,
they're lucky this isn't uglier, because what you're saying there, by that definition, that's ugly.
I mean, that's the language that is actually in the collective bargaining agreement when it comes to arbitration.
So there's nothing there about your what he's done off the field?
No.
There's nothing there about social media?
No.
Then where were the charitable contributions, the 69 and 420? Where does that all come from? Is that part of a mental defect? Is that what I'm being told here? I need to know more.
Could it be an immaturity? Can they classify that as a mental defect? I'm just saying, can they classify that as a mental issue, being that it's not 12?
Maybe, but it's a losing case because it did not impact Trevor Bauer.
There's other 28-year-olds who have no problem laughing at those numbers. I have a 40-year-old to my right who has no problem laughing at those numbers, Anthony.
We had a good laugh.
Well, it's because it is. I mean, good God, you bring that up in a hearing over this, an arbitration hearing? Yeah, 69 days of giving and $420,069. Like, okay, we got it.
I think everybody realized when we had seen details leaked from the arbitration case before there was a resolution. I think most people were like, Indians are going to lose this. They're going to lose again. They lost last year, and now he had even a better case for a higher salary during arbitration. I think we all knew they were going to lose, and this was the risk that the Indians ran in trying to game either $1 million or $2 million. Maybe they thought they'd meet in the middle. That not only were we going to lose the arbitration case, you're going to have to pay more money, but there was going to be some backlash by the player, and it's Trevor Bauer. Of course there was going to be backlash by the player. So was this worth it for the Indians? That's why I take Trevor Bauer's side in this, which I never thought I would say. So ask the fans, 216-578-0092, where are you on this?
I think I got to take the player's side on this. Usually, because it's such a small amount of time, you usually should take the player's side on these things. Now, I know that there's people out there who really don't like Trevor Bauer. But, hey, being a jackass is not a mental defect, as somebody just tweeted at me. Okay?
We just got that, yeah.
That's not that way. So you can say whatever you want to about, and we have. I think Trevor Bauer has been petty. I think at times Trevor Bauer has been reckless on social media. I think that he's his own guy, but I don't consider that a mental defect
now,
by any means. Necessary.
Now, I know, look, arbitration, the Indians have done very well in arbitration in years past, and I think everybody understands it's a tough situation, and it's really weird in the CBA.
Yeah. This is why, though, Anthony, the Indians would like to distance themselves from that comment. You get what I'm saying there? With what Antonetti said? First off, let's get what he said yesterday about the clarification of the comments. 5-2, Kenny, on Chris Antonetti and what he said, because basically the Indians and Trevor Bauer are kind of making it as if they're together with each other. And so these comments by Trevor Bauer needed to be clarified. Here it is from Antonetti yesterday.
Yeah, so we just wanted to understand just what happened, what was his intentions, what did he intend to communicate. What did he? And he shared his perspective, and he said, well, if that's how it's written, I need to make sure I go clarify it because that's not what I intended. So that's how the conversation went.
All right, here's Chris Antonetti a little bit further on who does the rebuttal for the club.
The Labor Relations Department leads the effort on rebuttal. They lead that. They get some input from the club, and there's a back and forth, and there were things that we asked not to be included that were ultimately withheld, and there were other things that were left in that were presented in the case.
What was withheld? Okay, so they're saying they signed off on what they said. So, you know, I get that Trevor Bauer went back and clarified that it wasn't the Indians. Well, no, it was the Indians. Antonetti just said that as part of this process, they can sign off, and they actually withheld some information. I want to know what that was. What in the hell could the Indians have against Trevor Bauer that was withheld if Trevor Bauer is alleging a character assassination, social media posts, and the charity number 69?
There you go. To them.
We are having a serious discussion about 69 being used, which was not serious at all by Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, there you go.
This is kind of hilarious. I know for some people this could be very dry. This is hilarious to me.
How much is the number 69 worth to you? Is it worth $2 million? Because we'll find out right here. All right, this is Chris Anton.
We need the count from Sesame Street. 69.
I don't think he ever made it that far.
He never did.
Here's Chris Anton, and he's saying, this is why they don't like going to arbitration. Go ahead.
It's obviously not a great process. I mean, we spend most of our time talking about all the wonderful things our players do and the nature of the process, because you have to argue a position. You have to bring things to light and things that players may not do as well. And that's not a comfortable position for any club to go through, but it's a necessary part of the process.
All right, I'm looking up the rule here. Now, the first part of it, Anthony, the first part of this does say fan appeal.
Okay.
Well, fan. Well, you just mentioned mental, which is, ooh, that's ugly. But the fan appeal, does that fall under the jurisdiction of fan appeal? Fan appeal, meaning what he does to the fans, talking about the fans. Then in that case, wouldn't it fall under the jurisdiction of them then?
I'm not sure why you'd be a less valuable player to a team based on what you do on the field because some fans don't like you. Am I not grasping that? Is that an easy concept for others and not for me? I mean, I can understand you might sell less tickets, but that has nothing to do with actual performance of the team.
I'm still sitting here thinking, man, this is $2 million. And I know $2 million isn't anything to shake a stick at, I guess, to the Indians here. But good God, it's $2 million. It says, evidence of the following shall not be admissible. Player comments, testimonials, or similar material bearing on the performance of either the player or the club. Except that recognized annual player awards for playing excellent. So it's supposed to go to the player. Is basically what that turns into. So if he won the Cy Young last year, then his numbers are through the roof.
All right, somebody make a case. Somebody make a case for the Indians in this situation. And I know that's not popular to do right now, but I know there are Indians fans who hate Trevor Bauer or don't like his demeanor. Make a case, though, by the letter of the law in this arbitration case, why the Indians should have been awarded.
Well, basically you're asking people to go look up laws and ask them.
We read it.
I think
on
it
the
just
air.
Comes down to, do you think Trevor Bauer has a case against, or do you think Trevor Bauer's worth $13 million? Is what that turns into. And if we're arguing over $2 million,
I think he's worth more than $13 million based on how he just pitched. Put him up there against all the best pitchers in the game. He would have finished top three or four in the Cy Young in the American League.
But you understand that to a lot of Indians fans, they're going to sit there and go, really? They're arguing over $2 million over here? How petty is this? So this is what looks ugly here. Now, Bob Nightingale is going to clarify some things later on today. Hopefully, Matt Underwood will clarify some things with us coming up at 8:20 this morning. But there's some ugliness here to this. And for Trevor Bauer, yeah, I was getting it all yesterday. I couldn't believe what some of the people were saying out there, including some of our own coworkers, because he did specify again, and this is from the Bob Nightingale article, about the one-year deals and how much one-year deals mean for Trevor Bauer and how he will sign large one-year contracts. And he said it himself, that does not sit well with the Cleveland Indians, how their structure is. They're about player control for a long amount of time. Trevor Bauer's not about that. That was what Trevor Bauer said himself months ago, a year ago. And so yesterday, this comes out, and while this is a major distraction, to who? I want to know to whom. Because last year, it wasn't that big of a distraction. He did other things on social media that didn't seem to be that big of a distraction. Now, all of a sudden, it is a distraction. They've talked about trading Corey Kluber. They've talked about trading Trevor Bauer. They've talked about trading other people. Is that not a distraction as well? So what are we really saying about Trevor Bauer? If you don't like Trevor Bauer and you want him traded, I'm sorry. If you want him traded that bad, I guess you got to hope the Indians suck up the room this year and we get to the trade deadline. Because that's the only way I'm trading Trevor Bauer. I haven't always agreed with what he said. Not by a long shot. What he tweeted at Adam was ridiculous a few weeks ago. But he's still that talented. I'm still not letting go of him until the Indians bow out. If you're talking about trading the guy before the season, sorry, it's not a conversation I'm going to have. Let me get to Wes in a car. Wes, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Wes.
Hey, listen, I can't, as I was telling the screener, I can't argue for the Indians, but I can argue for Trevor Bauer. Listen, yeah, he tweets. Yeah, he could be a jerk. But if he hadn't gotten injured, he was going to win the Cy Young. Oof. And if he hits the open market, there's somebody's going to pay him a lot more money than $13 million to put up with his crap. So that's all I got.
Yep. Wes, thank you very much for the call. If it boils down to that, and it's the same reason why I'm talking about him being here long term, or at least as long as he's going to allow it to be. If you make an argument right now, who's your number one? Mm-hmm. Who's your number one pitcher? Wouldn't it still be? A lot of people will still give you Corey Kluber. Well, they were just shopping him. And have been continuing to try to throw a line out there in the lake for the last summer or last winter. So if you're arguing the Corey Kluber thing, I would look at Trevor Bauer and say, oh boy, Trevor Bauer's been pretty good. I think it's an argument whether or not who's the true number one of the staff. And the only reason you're in somewhat of contention is because he's on that staff. If he's not on that staff, I mean, basically you can start raising a white flag towards this season. Let me get to Jake in Cleveland. Jake, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, what about Trevor Bauer's negative mental effects on the 2016 World Series with his bad judgment and his bloody hand.
Well, that would have been handled 2 years ago, or last year's arbitration case, not this year. You have to take it season by season, I believe.
Well, even if it was in a different season, that's his mental state as a whole. Something that he did 2 years ago, not on the field, something in his personal life.
Well, wait a second. What would
come up again?
Look, I criticized him, and maybe I went a little over the top. Ken and I got in heated discussions about him and that drone and how I think it cost them big time. But I also have to ask, I mean, how does working on a drone have anything to do with mental impact on a team in 2019? Like, I'm not understanding.
Well, it's his judgment. And if it was his judgment that didn't negatively affect the World Series, then no big deal. But that was a major player in that World Series.
Jay, can I ask you something?
Blood dripping.
Can I ask you, if you just would have paid him $13 million, if you just would have agreed to hit his number, we could have avoided all this. Would we have been in better shape?
Yes. And by the way, I love Trevor Bauer. I'm glad that they paid him. Mm-hmm. But that's the Indians' case, if there's anything.
Yeah. Jake, thank you very much for the call. That was still a couple of years ago, though. If we're going year by year, what type of year did he have last year? He's arguing his $13 million this year based on the last year he's had. If it's a year-by-year basis, you're having an arbitration hearing based on your last year. Like next year, I don't think that this last year's season is going to be brought up if he goes to arbitration again next year, which he's up for a fourth arbitration. 216-578-0092. Do we get to this going? Fine, let's do it. John in Fairport Harbor, you're next up on the Fan. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, how you guys doing? So just following Bauer the last couple of years, I think he has some type of mental health disease, and I feel the Indians attacked him.
All right, John, I'm sorry, man.
Reckless speculation.
You're not the first person. John, you're not the first person that said that. I don't know that we should, on the radio, be diagnosing somebody's mental state. We've never sat down and talked to them one-on-one, and we're not mental health professionals. So I don't know that we can do that in all fairness.
And I do see it in my profession, but I'm not a doctor. I'll tell you guys that. But his, like, pattern of behavior, and that's where I think the Indians attacked him, was that way. And that's probably how they brought up all the social media stuff, because they probably know he's diagnosed with this. He probably signed releases for them, and that's how I feel what happened.
I want to know something here. And, John, thank you for the call. I want to know something here. What are we going to find out when he's no longer a Cleveland Indian? Because I don't think he has any problem throwing anybody under the bus when it's time to throw them under the bus. I think there's been times where he's been a little bit harsh on things, and they've talked to him and calmed him down, and he's gotten on their track with them. The mental health stuff, I'm not going to touch. I'm not going to try to do that. That's an extremely sensitive thing. There's no way in hell
any
of us can do that. None of us are qualified in the first place for it. Second of all, though, if we're doing this over $2 million, I can tell you right now, you're an Indians fan over being a Trevor Bauer fan. I've told you this a million times. He's going to say some things going out the door you are not going to like, because he is not going to be here for a while. 216-578-0092. All right, Stacy and Willoughby. Stacy, you're next up on the Fan.
So I have to say, if the Cleveland Indians don't pay Trevor Bauer, the Cleveland Browns should, because the only thing that we are not talking about today is Kareem Hunt. That's all I got to say.
All right, Stacy, thank you very much for the call. It's a great point by Stacy.
You want to talk some Kareem Hunt when we come back?
No, I'd rather talk about Kyler Murray, if that's okay with you. Can we do that?
Dog Pound Dweller says, saw Trevor wearing white after Labor Day, clearly insane.
Matt Underwood joins us at 8:20. We are not going to be asking about mental health with Matt Underwood, I can tell you that. But coming up, if I were Kyler Murray, tell you what, I'd be getting ready for spring training right now. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima, live on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.